Supreme Court of the United States says pornography is any act that has no artistic merit and causes sexual thought. That's their definition. No artistic merit causes sexual thoughts. Boy, that sounds like every commercial on television to me. You know, when I see those two twins on that Double Mint commercial, I'm almost embarrassed to tell you all this. I'm not thinking of gum. Double your pleasure. Yeah, honey, where's the Wrigley's? I feel like chewing something. Waldy! Doesn't every commercial blatantly use sex to sell the product? I believe most of them do. Here is the commercial they'd like to do, I guarantee you. We may see this one day yet, but this is the ultimate television commercial they want to do. Here's the woman's face, beautiful. Camera pulls back, naked breast. Camera pulls back, she's totally naked. Legs apart, two fingers right here. And it just says, drink Coke. Now, I don't know the connection here, but Coke is on my shopping list this week. So, Snickers. Dr. Pepper. No, I don't know the connection. Yes, I am buying these products. My teeth are rotten out of my head. I'm glued to my television. More Snickers, more Coke. More Snickers, more Coke. I love these products. But you see, once again, my voice was not heard. The questions were not asked that I wanted to see asked. And once again, the issue just went berserk. Pornography causes sexual thoughts. No one asked these four questions. Yeah, and so what? When did sex become a bad thing? Did I miss a meeting? Bill, we had a big vote. Fucking's out. You were asleep. Can I still vote? Playboy, pornography causes sexual thought. Penthouse, pornography causes sexual thought. Madonna videos, pornography causes sexual thoughts. You know what causes sexual thoughts? I'm going to clear the air for you tonight. I'm going to end this debate, hopefully once and for all, while on this planet, because outer space awaits our presence. We are better and more unique creatures than this, and all eternity is our playground. So let me go ahead and clear this one issue up once and for all, and let's move on to real issues. Can we? Great. Here's what causes sexual thoughts. You ready? Drum roll. Having a dick. Or if you're a woman, having, you know, but whatever. I'm speaking for me tonight. And I can speak for every guy in this room tonight, too. Guys, in the course of our day, anything can cause a sexual fucking thought. You could be on a bus, a trolley, it's rocking kind of nice. Pants are a little tight. Oh my God, I'm getting a Woody. I'm getting a Woody on a bus. What are we gonna do, ban public transportation? Before Playboy, before Penthouse, before pornographic movies or Madonna videos ever existed, people still had sexual thoughts. Okay? How do you know that? We're here. Somebody's been fucking. You follow your family tree back at every branch? Fucking. True, what caused it way back then? Well, maybe the wagon train ride out west. Ding, 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 ding. I don't know what she has under that gingham skirt, but when we stop for water, baby, we're fucking. I got a Woody on the trail. I got a Woody on the trail. You see, they're getting the cart before the horse on this pornography issue. Playboy does not create sexual thoughts. There are sexual thoughts, and therefore there is Playboy. Don't you see? I know these sound like wild philosophical musings here. What came first, the hard-on or the Madonna video? And if a hard-on falls in the forest and no one's around, do you go blind? I don't know. And what does an atheist scream when they come? That's another one, too.
Oh, chemical chance! Chemical chance!
What would you, if you were an atheist, what would you yell?
Oh, fate. Fate and destiny. Fate and destiny. Chemical chance. Chemical chance. Big bang.
I'm getting that close to hell right now. It's getting a little warm.